is in webinar number 8. I'm tackling conspiracy theories and human trafficking. So, normally I and other anti-trafficking organizations do not tackle this these things because usually these trends die out and we don't have time to give attention to this. And a lot of times we just don't want to give oxygen to these kinds of things. But this time the misinformation was so widespread and damaging that it became necessary to start dealing with this seriously and proactively addressing it. So the box of Pandora is already open. So let's shine some light and see what's in there. Because given the emotionally charged sort of background to human trafficking and the undercover nature of the crime, it's susceptible to sensationalism, conspiracy talk, and the recent developments of QAnon just, you know, really took headlines by storm and created a lot of attention. So let's see what happened and what can we do about it. So what is QAnon? So it's a conspiracy movement that claims, among other things, that a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles is running a global child sex trafficking ring and profiting and plotting against Donald Trump. It weaponizes information to sow civil discord. And the relevance to human trafficking is that QAnon co-opted a hashtag, Save the Children, for social and political gain to put this topic in the headlines and to get followers wittingly or unwittingly to advance their cause. So what happened? So QAnon urged its followers to use the hashtags Save the Children or Save Our Children and post messages about the so-called pedophile ring that involved many high-ranking Democrats, Hollywood stars, other celebrities, about how they're trafficking children worldwide and how they drink the blood of these children for a life-giving substance called adrenochrome, and about how President Trump is the savior of these children. So they also urged the followers to report incidences of child trafficking based on incorrect indicators, which flooded the national trafficking hotline. And the first incidents actually happened in 2018, but then the trend reemerged and grew exponentially in 2020. Another conspiracy theory arose this year, and I'm not sure if this is related to QAnon or not, in which the people started posting messages accusing Wayfair, a furniture company, of trafficking children through transporting them in wardrobes and cabinets. So, a little bit about conspiracies. Conspiracy theories grow from a kernel of truth into something that is sensationally false. So this Save the Children campaign took a real and terrifying problem and turned it into a political and social campaign to steer people towards a political ideology, co-opting a noble cause and hashtags for dubious gains. Because conspiracy theories and sensationalism go together. And so sensationalism isn't a new strategy. Food and diet and health industry and commercial leaders, they throw around a bunch of garbage as clickbait to get you to fall for this latest fad or to follow this or that. But in human trafficking, it's really prone to sensationalism because there's a certain rescue mindset to it. That rescue implies weak people being saved by strong heroes. A rescue is doing something for someone, not with somebody. And organizations who continually use tropes of filthy and pathetic looking women and children behind bars makes for great publicity and donor dollars, but does not actually represent the truth and dehumanizes victims and survivors for the benefit of the organization. Sensationalism, as opposed to some what other people believe, is that it raises attention, and it does not raise attention. It just raises a lot of false information. But like I said, human trafficking engenders strong emotions, and we want to feel like we're doing something about it. But these types of campaigns have actually very little impact. So what is true? Like I said, conspiracy theories have a nugget of truth on which they blow things out of proportion. And so we know that ritual abuse of children is carried out by satanic and other cults. It's a real thing. Some people with great wealth and power exploit other people. There are networks of pedophiles that produce, sell, and buy child pornography and participate in the abuse of children. Children are being recruited and sold online at alarming rates. And human trafficking, child trafficking, sexual exploitation of children are serious and diabolical crimes, and we need to be doing everything we can to stop it. There are international networks, some of which do involve corrupt government officials, and they traffic people internationally. Another thing that's true is that there is a Save the Children organization that has nothing to do with this brouhaha, and they have clearly separated themselves from it. In fact, Congress passed a bipartisan resolution condemning this conspiracy theory QAnon movement. And also, the Wayfair conspiracy has been thoroughly debunked. But so what? I mean, people post these hashtags on social media and want to have a demonstration or do something against human trafficking. So what's wrong with that? And my opinion is that most of the people who post these Save the Children hashtags and promoting anti-trafficking in these threads are not QAnon conspirators. Probably most are caught up in these compelling headlines and heart-wrenching memes and stories about children being grotesquely harmed. And based on ignorance, they just pass along and share these hashtags and memes. But there is a lot of harm being done. And many NGOs have signed an open letter to politicians, media entities, and policymakers about this conspiracy, asking them to do more to squelch it and to do more to protect against future conspiracy theories, especially in this realm of anti-human trafficking work. So there are specific harms, such as national hotlines have been flooded with misinformation and reports. They are required to refer these reports to law enforcement and who are in turn required to follow up on them. So the thousands of false reports dilutes law enforcement time and capacity to identify and work on legitimate cases of missing and exploited youth. And this diverts time and energy away from the real work against trafficking and child exploitation. People with legitimate concerns have had to wait long periods of time to get through, and some people have not been able to get through to the hotline at all. Furthermore, this prevents parents from protecting children from the risks that are more likely and closer to home, if not in their home. You know, when parents believe that trafficking is something that's sensational and external, they're not paying attention to the everyday threats and predatory tactics such as online grooming for sexual exploitation. And just as I said about the sensationalism, these campaigns actually don't move us forward against trafficking or do much to help children. It just creates more confusion about what human trafficking is and what can be done about it. But why and how does this happen? I mean, how are people just caught up these things and not thinking? You know, the atmosphere in the States and many places elsewhere is very politically charged, and trust in government is quite low. Many people are at home spending exponentially large amounts of time online and on social media. We're isolated and have more mental health stress. So the media is slanted and people doubt the veracity of a lot of the media, and even on very important and crucial topics. And so conspiracies thrive in this environment, which is stoked by fear, trafficking, virus, pandemic, isolation, death, uncertain futures. And conspiracy theorists attract people by tapping into their distrust and fear through sensationalist media techniques. I mean, it does work, unfortunately. But there are tools. We need to sort through this rubbish that's thrown about in the name of anti-trafficking work and other noble causes. But how do we fight misinformation and refuse to pass it on? So I'll give a list of examples. So when a report says experts say or studies say, but no reference or link, then it might not be factual information. Avoid these traps. Look for primary source data. If there isn't a source given for the statistic or claim, then discount it. When links are provided, follow up on them. Click on those links, read the papers. If the link refers to a media article, say a local news bulletin, which then cites another news bulletin, which got it from some other secondary source, which had originally misrepresented the information cited in a research study, then it's garbage. Stay informed on the topic in general and regularly gathering information from reputable sources. Know your reputable sources. Ask your local anti-trafficking network or an organization you support for the resources that they go to for their information. Learn how to read studies. Statistics are manipulated, sometimes for sensationalist attention or for money. When a number seems high or is repeated in a way that begets misinformation, you know, question that and try to find the original source. And statistics are also subject to the phenomenon of media telephone game, in which the numbers lose all of their original meaning. So there's some other follow-up questions that you can ask yourself or others. So is this meme or is this campaign bringing hope or hype? Is what's being promoted truly an anti-trafficking campaign, or is it a campaign to promote the organization doing the campaigning? Are there practical steps to action, or is it only a social media and hashtag activism? Is the article conflating smuggling, domestic abuse, child abuse, and human trafficking? All of these are heinous crimes, but they are not the same thing. To confuse them does not help any one of these problems. It only confuses the issues in the minds of the public, which makes it easier for organizations to take advantage of the misinformation. So what is the underlying goal of a story or campaign? Is it to get you to donate money to an organization for work or other vague purpose they can't demonstrate? Are the people promoting the campaign lifestyle influencers on Instagram? If so, are they referencing reputable sources? Are these sensationalist memes generating from an echo chamber of hype geared towards likes, clicks, and followers? Is the campaign tied to something political, or is the organization behind it linked to some other political or social agenda other than stopping the crime? Are these campaigners asking you to join a private group on Facebook or other platform through which they create an echo chamber designed to get you to believe other things? So there's other practical things you can do, particularly in the area of prevention. So know the situation in your local area. It is way more effective to help reduce vulnerabilities for being trafficked near you than to protest for something happening on the other side of the planet. You can reduce your kids' exposure to online exploitation and make sure they tell you if they encounter it. It's not if, it's when. Demand more safety mechanisms for kids online. Demand more from social media tech giants to help stop the spread of child porn and identify perpetrators. You can tutor at-risk kids and help keep them in school. You can advocate for access to childcare for working single parents with small children. You can become a foster parent and work towards reducing institutionalization of children. You can pay attention to where your food, such as chocolate, tea, or tomatoes, or your clothes come from, and commit to buying more ethically and letting your favorite brand know that this is important. Now, you can see my prevention blog for more information on this, so I'll get off the prevention tangent now. But you know, there's a lot more to be said and done about this topic. It's huge, it will continue to grow, but there are ways to stop it and combat it. At least we can do is stop the spread of it. And so this is a basic, hopefully helpful overview of this problem. what I think is most important is that, you know, that I give people tools to stop misinformation, to do something positive to stop trafficking and promote well-being of those who are vulnerable. So please, do share this video and or the blog version of it. The links will be provided below in the show notes. And so now I look forward to your questions and comments, and I'll look forward to seeing you again in the next webinar. So thanks. But there are tools. We need to sort through this rubbish that's thrown about in the name of anti-trafficking work and other noble causes. But how do we fight misinformation and refuse to pass it on? So I'll give a list of examples. So when a report says experts say or studies say, but no reference or link, then it might not be factual information. Avoid these traps. Look for primary source data. If there isn't a source given for the statistic or claim, then discount it. When links are provided, follow up on them. Click on those links, read the papers. If the link refers to a media article, say a local news bulletin, which then cites another news bulletin, which got it from some other secondary source, which had originally misrepresented the information cited in a research study, then it's garbage. Stay informed on the topic in general and regularly gathering information from reputable sources. Know your reputable sources. Ask your local anti-trafficking network or an organization you support for the resources that they go to for their information. Learn how to read studies. Statistics are manipulated sometimes for sensationalist attention or for money. When a number seems high or is repeated in a way that begets misinformation, you know, question that and try to find the original source. And statistics are also subject to the phenomenon of media telephone game, in which the numbers lose all of their original meaning. So there's some other follow-up questions that you can ask yourself or others. So is this meme or is this campaign bringing hope or hype? Is what's being promoted truly an anti-trafficking campaign, or is it a campaign to promote the organization doing the campaign? Are there practical steps to action, or is it only a social media and hashtag activism? Is the article conflating smuggling, domestic abuse, child abuse, and human trafficking? All of these are heinous crimes, but they are not the same thing. To confuse them does not help any one of these problems. It only confuses the issues in the minds of the public, which makes it easier for organizations to take advantage of the misinformation. So what is the underlying goal of this story or campaign? Is it to get you to donate money to an organization for work or other vague purpose they can't demonstrate? Are the people promoting the campaign lifestyle influencers on Instagram? If so, are they referencing reputable sources? Are these sensationalist memes generating from an echo chamber of hype geared towards likes, clicks, and followers? Is the campaign tied to something political, or is the organization behind it linked to some other political or social agenda other than stopping the crime? Are these campaigners asking you to join a private group on Facebook or other platform through which they create an echo chamber designed to get you to believe other things? So there's other practical things you can do, particularly in the area of prevention. So know the situation in your local area. It is way more effective to help reduce vulnerabilities for being trafficked near you than to protest for something happening on the other side of the planet. You can reduce your kids' exposure to online exploitation and make sure they tell you if they encounter it. It's not if, it's when. Demand more safety mechanisms for kids online. Demand more from social media tech giants to help stop the spread of child porn and identify perpetrators. You can tutor at-risk kids and help keep them in school. You can advocate for access to childcare for working single parents with small children. You can become a foster parent and work towards reducing institutionalization of children. You can pay attention to where your food, such as chocolate, tea, or tomatoes, or your clothes come from, and commit to buying more ethically and letting your favorite brand know that this is important. Now, you can see my prevention blog for more information on this, so I'll get off the prevention tangent now. But, you know, there's a lot more to be said and done about this topic. It's huge. It will continue to grow. But there are ways to stop it and combat it. At least we can do is stop the spread of it. And so this is a basic, hopefully helpful overview of this problem. What I think is most important is that, you know, that I give people tools to stop misinformation, and to do something positive to stop trafficking and promote well-being of those who are vulnerable. So please, do share this video and or the blog version of it. The links will be provided below in the show notes. And so now I look forward to your questions and comments, and I'll look forward to seeing you again in the next webinar.